101.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's newsmakers, courtesy of the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs. 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE live and local. Good morning on a Friday, day 5 of the month of April. Beautiful start to the day, sunshine and 35 degrees. We still have that frost advisory officially in effect until around 9 a.m. this morning. Actually, we have, you know, dropped down to the freezing mark at 32 here this morning, but it will be short-lived, so not a hard freeze here this morning, but today is going to be really nice, ending up at 68, and we are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Kat Dorcas and Kayla Mock. That must mean it is First Friday time, and indeed it is. Kat, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing good. Kayla, good day.
Good day to you, sir.
First Friday is here. Oh, my goodness. Going to be a beautiful evening here in Emporia for a wonderful event. And Kayla, let's kick things off with you. Where is the presenting venue at here this month?
April's presenting venue is the Emporia Art Center. But first, before we even get to that, we want to invite everyone to the Lyon County History Center at 4 o'clock for the Art Forum Lecture Series. This month is featuring William Haynes. William Haynes is a ESU native, or an Emporia native, and ESU alum. He's a glass artist, and will be talking about his journey and process. And then he is also the featured artist for the ESU Glass Guild Blowout that happens on Saturday. So get started there from 4 to 4:50, and then head over to the Emporia Arts Center. They are hosting the ESU annual juried student exhibition. This is a great show every year with ESU student work. And at 5:15, they will be announcing scholarship winners. This year, they are handing out tons of scholarships to ESU students. So that's always like a really cool moment to see the students recognized for their hard work. So that's all at 5:15. We will also be announcing the winners of the sticker competition for Emporia First Friday. We had 42 entries this year.
Wow.
Yeah. So we'll be announcing the winners for People's Choice, which was voted on Facebook, and then first place, second place, and third place. Each of those winners will get $50 cash money, and their stickers are printed and are available for purchase to support the art walk.
Wait.
Okay, so then,
But wait, there's more, right?
But wait, there's so much more. Okay, so the student show, what happens with it is each student is allowed to submit three pieces to be juried. The juror selects the pieces that they love the most, and they go to the Emporia Arts Center for the big show. The pieces that were not selected then go to Trax Gallery and Gifts for the Salon de Refusé. Means
for that one,
it's French, yeah. So it's the Salon des Refusés, and it translates to the exhibition of the refused. So it's the pieces that weren't selected by the juror, but they're still amazing artwork, and it's still an opportunity for the ESU students to have an exhibition and have that line on their resumes. So both really great shows at the Emporia Arts Council and at Trucks Gallery and Gifts. Then, on campus, there are two senior shows going on. Brian Vasquez, who has been with Emporia First Friday since he was in high school, and now this is his senior show at ESU, so we're very, very proud of Brian. So that is in the Epping Gallery, and then in the Gilson Gallery is Ellen Wickersham and Echo Fry, with their senior show entitled Prismatic Wonders. Okay, and then downtown, The Glass Guild will be at Sweet Granada. They will have a few of their auction pieces available for people to check out, and then you can bid on those auction items on Saturday after the blowout. ESU theater students will be at Merchant Cycles doing excerpts from their upcoming performance. And then on Kellogg Circle, the ESU fraternities and sororities are bringing out those gigantic Greek letters, and community members will have a chance to help paint the Greek letters. So that's all the ESU stuff that's going on this art walk. It's a lot.
Yikes, I guess.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Woo.
Yeah, and that's just the beginning of things
here.
So, Kat, I guess tell us where all of our stops will be on the First Friday Art Walk path here this weekend.
All right. Well, and more. So, after you've been on campus, head on down to the Style. They'll be hosting artist Steve Barnard, and he'll have some framed art, and I think a book there, too. Then St. Andrews is going to be a hot spot. They're going to have live music by No Bowtie, art by Melissa Tastove, and tasty foods by Kiki's Taste of Korean Food Truck. Also, SOS will be offering chalk. They'll be kind of on the lawn hanging out, and so you can do a chalk drawing. And then Kansas Children's Service League will also be there, and they'll be handing out information about their programs. Mulready's Pub will have a new exhibit by Michelle Parkman. Her paintings will be there. Gravel City Roasters will be hosting author Gretchen Schreiber, and she'll have her new book there, so great opportunity to pick up something new, read. Third Space will be hosting Allison Maldonado and Tina Robertson. Mike's Attic will be hosting a young artist, Piper Worthen. She'll have her very colorful drawings there. L&L Pets will be hosting Chelsea Woods. The Axe Shed will be hosting the Northern Heights Art Club, so another opportunity to see students and what they've been doing. Plum Bazaar will be hosting Rachel and Brenda Roddenmayer. The Bourbon Cowboy will be doing an open mic night again for this art walk, and it will be hosted by Lindsay Bartlett. And Vault Meats and Cheeses will be hosting Sabrina Tiller, and she'll have painting, prints, and stickers, which we all love stickers, so make sure you get down there. And then, there you go. Yeah.
Wow. Phew. Even we have to catch our breath after that.
Yeah, 18 venues this month.
This is, from our perspective anyways, this is a really neat series of connections besides what you've traditionally been able to build here with First Friday. Kayla, I wanted to get your kind of thoughts here on, you know, the long-standing partnership, obviously, with Emporia State, and especially with this taking place on Glass Guild Blowout Weekend.
Yeah, we're really excited that these two events lined up this year so that we can help the Glass Guild kind of promote the blowout. And we're also really excited that William Haynes is here to work with. He will work with students all week long, and then on Saturday the students will help him to make work. It's open to the public, obviously. You can come down, watch the demonstrations, and then after the demos are over, there'll be an auction. So they'll be auctioning off pieces from previous visiting artists. There's a piece in there by Karen Willenbrink-Johnson, which I don't know if anyone has watched the newest season of Blown Away on Netflix, but Karen is on there. So you could walk away with a piece of her artwork. And all the money raised at the auction goes to help the ESU students with, like, conference fees, equipment. It's a really awesome thing, and we're excited to help promote it.
Well, yeah, your venues are not only there, but they're loaded, you know, with great activities. You mentioned Gretchen Schreiber. We had Gretchen on with us a couple of months ago, along with her parents. Of course, Gretchen's a native Emporian, and Gretchen's now based in Los Angeles, I think working with Reese Witherspoon out there. And this book is really something else. So very exciting to have the launch really here in Emporia, and she'll be at Gravel City Roasters. So. Good to have Gretchen back in town signing those books here.
Yeah.
Just a part
of it. Yeah, you can purchase a book directly from Gretchen, have her sign it, and talk all about it. And, yeah, we're super excited for that. She stopped into Trox last night, and we were able to catch up a little bit. And I think it's just so neat that she's doing so well, and her book has been so well received. And, yeah, and then also, we're also very excited to have Open Mic Night back. with the Emporia Writers Group. They found a really great home for that event at the Bourbon Cowboy.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's been going great. And so we're loving partnering with, obviously, always the visual artists, but having these different avenues with like local authors and performance arts. We're hoping to see more of that in the future too.
And Kat, the only other question I had is just, you know, as far as the planning goes on an event like this, where you got you know, really several different extraordinary components to it. A lot of phone calls. I'm assuming a lot of social media contacts here as well to keep everything straight.
I tell you, Kayla is the master. She is the master of all the contacts. And so I just try to keep up and support, and I think communicating those out is the biggest thing so everybody knows what's going on.
Well, it's going to be a great night, beautiful weather as we head into the April edition of Emporia's First Friday Art Walks. Kayla, once again, give us the specifics on how the art walk works.
Well, you can pick up a passport at any of the venues. I highly suggest that you go to Williams Talk at the Lyon County History Center. There'll be a big old stack of passports there that you can pick up and then go get started. The art walk officially kicks off at 5 o'clock p.m. and goes all the way until 8 o'clock. Just take your passport around to as many venues as you would like, get them stamped by the artist, browse through the stores, talk to the artist, have a great time. And then at 8:30 p.m. we do a drawing at Mulready's Pub, and the prize this month is from the Emporia Arts Council, and I believe that it is a certificate for an 8-week clay class.
Nice.
Yeah, and some other goodies. But yeah, they've been doing a really great job with their coffee and clay classes on Thursday mornings. So this is a chance for you to get in on the clay action at the Emporia Arts Council.
Well, let's get to walking. Let's get to art walking here on First Friday. Kat, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having us.
All right, Kayla, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right, Kayla Mock, Kat Dorcas, Emporia's First Friday. Chuck?
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, we do have a couple left for next week. That'll be the 10th and the 12th. But most of the week's full from there. And also,